Blog Talk Radio.
Minutes, so that's 10 minutes wasted.
But I don't want to drag you down, so we are going to straight to the point in here, news and current event. That is what we're going to do today, and a little bit of sports. I don't know if you guys, let's do a little recap. I know that the Bulls, Chicago Bulls, playing today, playing with, against Oklahoma Thunder. That's right, Oklahoma Thunder. So let's see what's going on with that. It was a half. It was the during the half. Actually, it was when I logged in. Let's check the scores and schedules, shall we? And then we'll go on to the fantasy NBA. I don't know if you guys do it in the NBA or the basketball fantasy or fantasy football. You know, it's pretty neat. I use the word neat because it is neat. That's right. All right, here's a little recap on NBA. Actually, Toronto won over, Indiana won over the Toronto, and that's 124-100. And also Atlanta over Orlando. And New York Knicks over the Minnesota. And right now, it's going on. Chicago's leading 90-73 over Oklahoma. Milwaukee is actually, Miami's actually 78 over Milwaukee, still going on. And halftime is Utah over Memphis. That's what's going on. All right. And on this day, we're going to be doing a little later on. And bear with me here. On a fantasy basketball. Actually, we have this fantasy. I'm actually involved in some of the couple of fantasy basketball. One is the Ka'ani League on ESPN Fantasy, and also the League Masters on ESPN also. Yeah, that's right. As a usual, I use the name Cavite Thunder Chicken. That is right. Cavite is where I was born, in the Philippines. Thunder Chicken is actually from the Thunderbirds. I just used Thunder Chicken because it was, and I like chicken, particularly roosters. Because if I would have been a bird, I would have been a rooster, or some people would call it a cock. But I prefer rooster. So. Hold on a second.
Dawn, I think Dawn is in another room. Can you hear me, Dawn?
I am here.
You are. Okay.
You know, I
titled this, what now?
Huh?
You had something. I titled this, actually, the show's Bible Trivia. Do you have anything to add to that? What is it?
Bible Trivia? Do you know who the 40 penmen are of the Bible?
You're asking the wrong guy here. No, I'm not. Who is it?
Huh?
I don't know, is it? You look like you got some echo going on. I think you had your door open, or are you in the bathroom?
Am I in the bathroom?
No, just a little echo.
Oh, I don't know. It's echoing on. I thought it were echoing. But anyway, how is this? Is this better?
No, a little bit better. What you go ahead. We're out of time here, so I don't know what it is. What is it?
Okay,
who
so we
it?
Have. I only know 39 of them though. That would be Moses, Joshua, Samuel. Jeremiah, and then that would be Gad and Nathan, and let's see.
Well, you got a lot of kids.
And
I'm not asking for you to recite all that, because we need 4 hours for that. Give me something that really, let me ask you this. Who wrote Job?
The book of Job, they believe that it's Moses, but it's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed. Okay. So how many books in the Old Testament and the New Testament?
39 in the Old and 27 in the New.
Okay, that's pretty neat.
So totally.
And okay, did the what about the word? Bible, where does it come from?
Biblos. Biblos, and it means the inner part of a papyrus plant.
What plant?
Papyrus. Papyrus. Is that the same thing as papyrus? You know, like how they put in canola or synagogue?
Papaya? No, papaya, I think it's papaya, it's a tropical fruit. Papyrus is actually... Tree.
Okay.
And papaya it has a very soft, treatment. I mean, it doesn't have bars or anything like that. So the papaya is actually, and papaya is.
So that's different.
Papaya. It's fruit or vegetable. I think it's vegetables.
It's good to know. It's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, what did you learn? Tell me what you learned. I'll hear about 2 minutes where you learned, and then we'll go on to this day segment.
What did I learn when?
We learned about. I'm sorry. You had to go to like some kind of a school or something like that. Become worker.
Uh huh.
What did you learn from that?
What did I learn? I learned that.
Give me a good recap. What did you learn?
That there's most of the little books, of the prophets that are about, ranging from 4 to 13 chapters, I think, they're mostly towards the end of the Old Testament, Hosea and Amos, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, and then, and books like that. They're mostly towards the end of the Old Testament. That's what I learned. I also learned that, Samuel only wrote 1 Samuel. He didn't write 2 Samuel. And then there was two other guys that wrote 1 and 2 Samuel. That's Gad and Nathan. And then also that, the Bible, I knew it before, but I didn't really, they didn't go over, that I remember the person telling me didn't go over who wrote the Bible. Not wrote the Bible, but, originally, the original manuscripts did not have chapters or verses. There was actually people that did made the chapters and verses so that it's easier to look things up. And for the chapters, it's Cardinal Di Santo Caro, and I'm still working on the verses to memorize who did the verses, but it's a rabbi something. There's a rabbi that did the Old Testament, and then there's another guy that did the New Testament. Also, that Gideon is the first book, I believe, the Bible, with chapters and verses. And did you know, actually, like in Britain, that the Bible was illegal? And actually, I believe it's there was Wycliffe, and then there was another guy that I can't think of his name offhand, but one of them, that translated the Bible in Britain, he was actually martyred. And some years later, actually, the King James approved a Bible to be written. So that's interesting. And then, did you know that Luke actually didn't like his, Luke was not an apostle, and the author of the book of Luke was actually Theophilus. And Matthew's name wasn't really Matthew, it was Levi. So those are some things I learned.
All right, that's pretty neat. A lot today. Thank you. Thank you for that. We'll go on to kind of a sort of investigation. Gene Simmons is actually the one of the rock star. He's the, I don't know if you remember the band called Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss. Yeah. Well, actually, the leader, not the leader, but the singer, Gene Simmons. He said he regrets voting for Obama. I don't know if he is, but he's just saying that he regrets it. He was at the end, CNN at one time, and when he's actually honest enough to admit that he actually, the part of the reason he voted for Obama was that, you know, because it was quote-unquote historic. You know, he wanted to show the world that our ugly past of slavery and racism is well in the past, and we've got no problems fighting a black man from the greatest country in the world. And he thinks that, you know, if others were honest, would admit the same, that they actually, you know, regretting voting for Obama. Why is it all the people coming out, not all of them, but, you know, some this particular, you know, Simmons is coming out. You know, he is a leftist. You know, he's called a liberal. And why is a liberal using Obama? Meaning, like, because it's, you know, it's poll, the number is quite low when it comes to the, you know, let me ask you this, Dawn. I mean, are you really voting for Obama?
Did I what?
All right. Pearl, you're not listening.
No,
are you
can't. You say voting? It's kind of like breaking up.
Okay. Are you, do you regret voting for Obama?
No. Because I did not.
You did not vote for Obama. Okay. That's. Okay. So you voted for the other guy.
Yes. Oh, not both.
Yes, you did. Okay. And what is all these celebrities? Why is he coming out and saying he regretted it?
That he was what?
Why can't he just say that, you know, give Obama some time to, you know, to bounce back this from his failures?
Maybe because they're afraid of losing fans? I'm not sure. I mean, I think a lot of people voted for Obama for the wrong reasons. But, I mean,
right, like
now,
one of
you know,
the reason why is because he wants to, because it was historic. They wanted, you know, just a black man be
Yeah, exactly. And then also people didn't really like Republicans. So they voted for a Democrat because they don't like the Republican Party. Those are really, in my opinion, wrong reasons to vote for a president. You know, but at the same time, we have to respect Obama, as the Bible says in Romans chapter 13, because Obama would not be a president unless God allowed him to be the president. So God has a reason for that. And, you know, I believe that God will protect his children in whatever way is necessary, especially spiritually, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the people that they're Christian that voted for Obama and then they repent, there's a verse for them, and I believe 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, that says, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves, I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land.
Well said. Well said. All right. Well, let's move on to the. You know, I don't know what about this guy. This guy that Chris Boyd, I believe, said that he's not going to eat anything but potatoes for 60 days. He's actually doing 20 potatoes a day. That's what the calculations. Just fighting for the USDA, because USDA wanted to get rid of potatoes off the menu of children in schools. Remember that guy that we talked about?
Yes. That was a while
ago.
Was it 60 days? I thought it was, I didn't remember it was 60 days.
60 days, so that's about a month ago.
Okay.
So he has, like, what?
Less than a month, probably.
Days to go?
Yeah.
Right. But actually, you can find him on YouTube.
Wow.
He's on YouTube, I believe. It's 20 potatoes a day. So he's, like, eating mashed potatoes. He's, like, baking them. He's frying them. He's baking them. Baking them, is putting salt into it, potatoes. I mean, for 60 days, that's got to be something like right with that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 60 days of potatoes.
You can do a lot of things with potatoes. Lord knows.
What
you know
do
what
potatoes,
I mean?
Like mashed potatoes and all that.
You're going to do mashed potatoes, twice baked potatoes with Swiss cheese, with cheddar cheese. I mean, if he's allowing other things than potatoes, you know, if he's
right.
Like he can put sour cream and chives with twice baked potatoes, he can make potato pancakes, you know, potato pancakes with syrup,
right.
There you go. And then, you know, so, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do with potatoes. Also, French fries, you know, dip some French fries in cheese and ketchup
mm-hmm.
or mayonnaise, as some people do, you know.
You can put pretty much everything with ketchup. You can eat a cardboard with ketchup. I wouldn't recommend it, but I think
Yep. Or an apple.
From potato to TSA, I don't know if you guys heard that legally, the TSA is actually doing the ENS pat down, what they call. Besides the body scan, actually, if you handpick, they're going to do a full pat down or hands pat down, which include, you know, might include or may include groping, you know, checking out your stuff, spreading cheeks, something like that. That's what I heard. That's when the hands pat down. I don't know if it's really happening, but a lot of outcry, a lot of, especially the guy that said that, don't touch my junk, you know. You can Google him. Don't touch my junk, guy. exactly, they touch his junk. So he 11. That was about a month ago, I believe. But anyway, in the news, actually, Baywatch beauty, you know, this guy in Baywatch, I think her name is Donna D. Errico. I don't know if you guys know her. I think I might know who she is. But anyway, she's a former Baywatch. She said it just felt like that she was overexposed after going through what she says was a humiliating body scan. See, this is a body scan. This is not a pat-down stuff by TSA, agents at Los Angeles International Airport. She used to be in Playboy, Playmate, according to a reporter, back in 1995. Wow, it's 1995? It's gotta be old now. She got a few years to come on with the scan, and she isn't happy about it. She's actually 42 years old now, and she was, the LAX, or the airport over in Los Angeles. And she was, while trying to catch a flight to Pittsburgh with her son, Ashley Ryan, a 17-year-old, she said, we were on the way to see Ryan, and who had just been put on the board in ICU. That's what she said. And she was asked, motioning to him, and he just said she was to come along with him as well. This is her case. She said she was picked because of her care looks. Now, I don't know what she looked like. You know, I don't think she was handpicked because of her killer looks. Maybe she was handpicked because she looks like she might carry something explosive. You know. Anyway, what do you? Thought if you're still there, what do you think? What do you think about this TSA hands pat down?
A hands pat down? I sure hope that they touch you with their hands and they pat you down, right?
Right, including touching there, around the area.
Yeah, I hope that they don't do that. If I go to the airport, that's right. Because I'm not really sure how that works spiritually. You know what I mean?
Well, if they hand pick you, they do that.
I guess it's kind of like if you're raped. I mean, it's not the same thing, but still, if it's against your will, you know what I mean.
We have an option. Let's say you're going out of the country and you have to go through, one of the oceans or Atlantic. You know, you would have no option but to have to go through the pat down. If you handpick, you have to go through there. You know, it's not like you have an option. It's not like you're going to New York and you have an option to go driving.
Right.
We don't have an option,
handpicked. I think the Lord can soften their hearts to not choose certain people. But, if it was God's will for them to choose, for example, me, then God would give me the strength to endure. You know what I mean? That's what I have to say about that. Yeah, and I hope our kids aren't handpicked either. Or you.
pat down for me. Scan me left and right.
Huh?
Anyway, you heard about this dog that got loose?
No.
On plane and actually bites a flight attendant.
Wow, there was a dog on the flight?
It was a small dog. It's actually from the carrier.
What?
And the U.S. Airways. And bit a passenger and a flight attendant.
Yeah.
And actually forced the plane to divert to another destination. The captain felt that it was prudent to land in another place and have to check out. But that's what they said. They just caught the dog in. It's actually the dog is a 12-pound Manchester Terrier. The name's
Wow.
Many.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling.
They probably didn't want some kind of outbreak on the plane.
Well, you know, I mean, it was when you restrain a dog that, especially a terrier like that, you know, I mean, it's and it gets. I don't know how bad or, you know, what really happened or really went down, but the funny thing is, you know, I mean, that's, I mean, would you consider that a terrorist?
Well, I mean, I don't know about necessarily terrorist, but the word terrorist means to terrify people, and the dog probably terrified people because people were probably like, oh, no, are they going to, like, bite me too? You know, what if the dog has rabies? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if that dog has rabies. That's why they probably landed the plane so that she can get checked out to find out. You know what I mean? Because if I don't know, maybe it's catchy between people,
like,
but if a dog bites another person.
You had a passenger with, you know, I'll be responsible, the owner or the airline?
Well, first of all, where was the dog? In the cargo part? In a cage? Or where was the dog allowed to sit on somebody's lap? You know what I mean? I mean,
uh-huh.
There's a difference there. If they were allowed them to sit on first class, even if you're in first class, you know, I think that the person should be responsible and the airline. And, I mean, either way, both should be responsible because of, actually, in the Bible, if your animal bites somebody, you are held responsible. So, you know what I mean? If you give your dog to somebody else, they're held responsible. But if as long as it's in your care, you know, just like if you're in the Bible, when you, if you had like a bull or, you know, an ox or something like that, I think it was like a bull, and it trampled somebody, even if you weren't home, doesn't mean that you're not held responsible. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, biblically, I think that both are held responsible.
Right. You heard about that if you ever follow the news or anything. There was an amateur stuntman, actually he's in a coma right now, when he attempted to do a stunt in Germany, actually, and he was actually... He had something on his legs, some kind of a, like a jumping thing on his legs, and his dad was great. This is for the show. It was like, it's a little audience. It's like, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred people in there. Actually, it went horribly wrong, and he actually, landed on the coma now. Yeah.
So he ended up in the hospital.
That on YouTube. Why not?
He ended up in the hospital.
When he went to the hospital, now the boom boom is vegetables.
What?
So,
he's in a coma, you said?
He's in a coma. Hey, let's do on this day segment. On this day segment, today is, let's say, December 6th. Keep saying 19. 2010. Where's my button here? I keep losing my button. There's the button. I found the button. On this day, December 6th, 2010, actually, on this date, and I'm actually, Congress moved from New York City to Philadelphia, 1907. On this case, mining disaster in U.S. history occurred as 362 men and boys died in coal mining explosion in Moda, West Virginia. In 1947, Everglades National Park in Florida was dedicated. 1957, the AFL-CIO spilled international. And also on this day, 1969, a free concert by the Rolling Stones. Wow. at the Alton Speedway in Livermore, California, was marred with death's oracles, including a man who was stabbed by Hell's Angel. Ooh. 73 House Minority Leader Gerard R. Ford was sworn into Vice President, succeeding Spiro T. Agnew, who had died after pleading no contest in tax evasions. Fast forward to 1998, on this date, Hugh Davis, who had staged a bloody coup attempt against the Venezuelan government 6 years earlier, was elected president. 2003, ARM became the first team to finish 0-13 major college football after their 34-6 loss to Navy. 2004, Al Qaeda struck the U.S. consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, with explosive machine guns, killing 9 people. The bipartisan Iraq study group concluded that President George W. Bush's war policy has failed in almost every year, and that the situation in Iraq is bad and deteriorating as happened in 2006. On this day, we're going to the birthday segments. There was no birthday. Don Nichols, former Senator from Oklahoma, turned 60 today. Joe Beth Williams, 2. And Stephen Wright, a comedian, turned 59. Rock musician, actually from REM, 54. Wow, he is old. Fuck. 64.
What?
And also Colleen Haskell is a guy from Survivor, turned 34. Lindsay Price, turned 34. Today, and that, my friend, is my on the day segment and also the birthday segments. This and also I'm gonna be I want to talk about some of the you heard about this trike, you know, like trike, like a bicycle. I don't know if you heard T R I K K E. It's like a it's like one of those bikes that has 3 wheels, 1 front and 2 back. You ever heard of that?
No. I don't think so.
You have not seen those, huh? Well, anyway, you can actually get those. Thank you. press 1 or that means you have, if you want to participate, just press 1. I did not